Hello and welcome to Sound Body, a weekly program of information on health topics and ideas that can help you live life to its fullest. I'm Louise Craig. I am not that person who buys things from an infomercial. I am much more of a minimalist than a hoarder, but when I read about a gently breathing robot that could cuddle me to sleep, sign me up, stat! I'll let the Wired article describe this gadget to you, but want to let you know we will also be reading about facts you may want to use to override the just one more email, just one more Netflix show, or just one more of whatever keeps you from getting to bed with enough time for 7 hours of good sleep. As well, we have an article on how to get to sleep fast and stay asleep. But we'll start with the gently breathing robot cuddles you to sleep, written by Matt Janser, April 9, 2018, for Wired Magazine. It's breathing. The chest rises and falls rhythmically, hypnotically. We guess it's the chest. Nobody's marketed a sleep robot before, and we're not even sure it's a robot. It looks like a pillowy 4-pound kidney bean, about the size of a novelty prize at a carnival game. Spooning the sleep robot during the night, you will be soothed to sleep, the sales literature claims, with thousands of years of Buddhist breathing techniques. To bring upon sleep, breathing has to become slow and even, says Natalie Dautovich, a psychologist and sleep specialist at the National Sleep Foundation. You can't fall asleep when you're huffing like a sled dog, but insomniacs fear bedtime and fear raises breathing rate, and that makes it hard to fall asleep. The claim goes that as you hold the sleep robot, called Somnox, you'll subconsciously match your breathing to its slow and steady rhythm, which will lure you to sleep. Work began on the prototype Somnox in 2015 at Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands. We were robotics engineers, personally exposed to the effects of sleep deprivation, said Julian Jagdenberg, Somnox's co-founder. We designed a soft robotic prototype to help ourselves and our family members get sleep again, he says. We fell asleep faster. We slept longer. Once people we didn't know started reaching out to us because they were having a hard time falling asleep, that was the moment we decided this shouldn't be just an academic project. Somnox debuted on Kickstarter in November 2017, asking for £100,000, or about $123,000. After a month, 509 backers had pledged double that for an estimated July 2018 delivery, which Jagdenberg says the company is still on track to meet. Breathing has long been the key to relaxing and eventually falling asleep. The 4-7-8 breathing method, popularized by Dr. Andrew Weil in 2015 and subsequently copy and pasted across the internet, suggested one such method to reduce stress and induce sleep. It directs you to breathe in for 4 seconds through your nose, hold your breath for 7 seconds, and breathe out for 8 seconds through your mouth. We found out people are having a really hard time doing the 4-7-8 breathing method because you need to be very focused and disciplined in order to get it working, says Jagdenberg, who acknowledges that it's an effective method. But we humans, if you interact with one another, you start copying behaviors without even knowing it. We thought this relationship was very strong when it came to breathing. If you feel it through the Somnox, you will subconsciously adjust your own breathing. While few studies have researched breath mirroring in adults, several have looked at its effect on newborns. A 1995 study by the University of Connecticut suggested that infants who slept with a breathing bear, a not-for-sale device that respirated and coaxed sleepy babies to copy its breathing, had slower and more regular respiration and more restful sleep than the control group. A follow-up study published in 2003 concluded only that breathing bear babies developed a better mood, presumably from better sleep. The Somnox hopes to produce a similar effect. Looking at it and watching it in action, it's a stretch to call the Somnox the world's first sleep robot. It just lies there and breathes. A convincing imitation of humanity, but not what you'd call a robot. It depends on what your concept of a robot is, says Jagdenberg. In our perception, a robot is a system that can analyze its environment with sensors that think about how to act upon that environment. Somnox is more like a Nest thermostat than a semi-mobile sentient threat to humanity that falls downstairs. So it's more like a smart pillow, one that will become smarter with software updates. At launch, it's only got inklings of intelligence. It can play white noise, meditation tracks, heartbeat rhythms, and audiobooks as you drift off. Bluetooth links it to a Somnox app on your Android or iOS phone, which you can use to speed up or slow down the Somnox's breathing rate and adjust the depth of each breath. After launch, Somnox plans 2 software updates later this year, an alarm that wakes you gently in the morning by moving and murmuring instead of blaring buzzers, and what Somnox calls a sleeping coach, which will be able to pair with a wearable fitness device and detect when you've had a particularly strenuous or stressful day, then develop a custom breathing rhythm for you that night to compensate. Kickstarter backers will receive theirs in July. The second batch, taking pre-orders now for $549, will ship in October. So far, Somnox has 1,210 orders. And I think I want one. Although that's an awful lot of money. So let's move to 7 great excuses to go to bed when the world wants you to stay awake. This is written by Anna Medaris Miller and published on April 23, 2018 for U.S. News and World Report. Dr. Alan Mendelsohn almost never eats the entree when he attends a wedding, gala, or bat mitzvah. By the time it's served, he's already left to obey his 9:30 p.m. bedtime. He and his wife don't schedule late dinners with other couples or phone their adult kids later at night. Again, his bed beckons. Mendelsohn even turns the TV off before the end of Sunday night football games, not even making exceptions for his beloved Pittsburgh Steelers. Admittedly, it takes willpower to forego watching the game in its entirety, but I am always a good boy and go to sleep on time, says Mendelsohn, an ophthalmologist in Hollywood, Florida, who watches the first quarter and records the rest to watch another day. Mendelsohn has a good excuse to hit the hay early every night. Not only does he naturally fall asleep and wake up early, he owes it to his patients to feel his sharpest on the job, especially on Mondays when he performs cataract surgeries. Patients are entrusting me with the health and well-being of their eyes, says Mendelsohn, who goes to sleep no later than 9 p.m. on Sunday nights in preparation for surgery. Doctor or not, sufficient sleep is critically important, even potentially life-lengthening for all of us. And yet, increasingly, it's difficult to achieve on a consistent basis. We prioritize exercising or eating right, but when it comes to sleep, we tend to put it to the wayside pretty quickly, says Dr. Bryn Dredla, a neurologist and sleep medicine specialist at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. And who can help it? With smartphones, Netflix, and bosses without boundaries competing for our interests, bedtime rarely stands a chance. We are abusing our bodies more now than we did previously, says Dr. Saram Parthasarathy, director of the Center for Sleep and Circadian Sciences at the University of Arizona Health Sciences. I didn't used to be able to see all my emails, multitask, and text all from my bed. In other words, if you want to get more good sleep more often, you're going to need some really compelling reasons to do so. Here, sleep experts share what they tell themselves or others when they're tempted to stay awake. Number 1, I don't want to die. While it sounds dramatic, there's a link between chronic sleep deprivation and an early death, because the defense system of your body will fail, says Roy Raymond, the vice president of sleep science at SleepScore Labs. You will die from an infection before dying from fatigue. Sleep deprivation has also been linked to an increased risk of stroke, diabetes, obesity, and high blood pressure. When we have those individual health consequences, those lead to higher risk of cardiovascular disease, which can lead to an earlier death, Dreadless says. Indeed, a 2017 review of research published in Journal of the American Heart Association even found that sleeping less than 7 hours a night is linked to an increased risk of heart disease, and that the risk increases the less you sleep. Number two. I don't want to lose my marbles when I get old. Long-term brain health, too, seems to take a hit when we consistently don't get enough high-quality sleep. A 2017 study in the journal Neurology, for example, found that with each percentage lost of rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, the deep dream phase, the risk of dementia increases 9%. During the sleep state, we're able to clear toxins from the brain, says Rebecca Robbins, a postdoctoral fellow at the New York University School of Medicine, where she studies the role sleep plays in memory, cognition, health, and longevity. That removal every night is what plays a role in the ability of the brain to rinse itself of toxins and stave off long-term neurocognitive decline. Number three, I'm trying to lose or maintain weight. If you're on a weight loss mission or simply want to maintain your weight, you're probably focusing on your diet and exercise, but your sleep is just as important. The connection seems to be due to the fact that sleep deprivation disrupts your hunger and satiety hormones, making you want to eat more, and eat more sugary, high-carbohydrate foods, Partha Sarathy says. Plus, there's the practical matter of being awake long enough to crave another meal or snack. Together, it does a number on us, he says. Number four, I've got a tough workout in the morning. When Christine Benedike, a Pilates studio owner in Portland, Oregon, feels pressure from friends and family to stay awake, she reminds them and herself of her morning duties. I'm the entertainment at 8 a.m. tomorrow, so I need my beauty sleep tonight, she says. But even if you're the one taking an exercise class, sleeping well the night before makes a big difference in what you get out of it. Not only will you feel fatigued and may even put yourself in danger, since you're more prone to slipping on a trail run or weakening your grip on a bench press, research shows that poor sleep affects athletic performance by compromising the body's ability to use oxygen efficiently, a measure known as VO2 max. If we don't have quality or quantity of sleep our body needs, we don't perform well from a sports standpoint the next day, Dreadless says. Number five, work is intense right now. As Mendelsohn knows, a good night's sleep is necessary for peak cognitive performance, whether you're performing a surgery, writing a report, or giving a presentation. When we're well-rested, we're able to fly through tasks. We're much more productive, much more creative, Robbins says. When we're sleep-deprived, we're more risk-averse. We're less productive. It takes longer to do a given task. Sufficient sleep is also key after those brain-draining days, so that's when your brain integrates what you've learned. So save the celebratory night out for Saturday. Missing out on sleep after learning prevents all knowledge to be optimally stored for long-time use and benefit, Raymond says. Number six, I'm going to be no fun to be around tomorrow if I don't sleep enough tonight. Whether it's your boss, spouse, or best friend urging you to stay up, remind them that they'll have to deal with your snappy mood the next day if you don't give in to the Sandman. Mood is one of the first things to go when we wake up with not enough sleep. We're irritable, anxious, not our full dynamic selves, Robin says. Part of that has to do with the sleep deprivation's detrimental effect on your ability to take others' perspectives, she adds. When we're well-rested, we're able to say, let's step back, let's look at the bigger picture. When you're not, you're more likely to say or do something you and those around you regret. Number seven, I don't want to hurt anyone. Sleep deprivation doesn't just make you more likely to hurt others' feelings. It can also, quite frankly, make you a danger to others. One recent comprehensive report out of the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety found that 9.5% of all car crashes involved drowsiness. An earlier report from the foundation found sleeping only 5 or 6 hours doubles your risk of crashing as compared to logging at least 7 hours of shut-eye in the previous 24 hours. In some states, drowsy driving is a punishable offense. It can be criminal in New Jersey, for instance. So, if you won't go to sleep for your own health, do it for others' safety. If you don't snooze, Dredla says, you lose. And lastly, we have all from Healthy Way, written by Jean Sager, and this was published on October 25th, 2017. How to fall asleep fast and stay that way. Oh, Sunday night, how troublesome you can be. For almost 40% of Americans, the last night of the weekend is the one we spend tossing and turning, wondering how to fall asleep. And when you take a close look at insomnia and other sleep disorder statistics from the American Sleep Association, things don't exactly look better the rest of the week. Hundreds of thousands of us fall in bed every night and beg our brains to just shut up and let us sleep already. When it comes time to go to bed, most of us would love to fall asleep the minute our heads hit the pillow. The faster it happens, the faster we can head into dreamland, right? The good news is we really can fall asleep fast, according to Stephen Woltering, PhD, head of the Human Clinical Research Facility and director and founder of the Neurobiological Lab for Learning and Development at Texas A&M University. Woltering and his colleagues have studied sleep onset latency, SOL, the amount of time that it takes the body to transition from being fully awake to sleeping soundly. In a survey of 2,000 healthy, typically developing people, Woltering says the average time people self-reported falling asleep was less than 2 minutes. When Woltering's team added more controls to measure the sleep conditions, aka not going by self-reports, the number was higher but still below about 8 minutes. Women tended to have a longer SOL than men, even if they transitioned to sleep quickly. Yet a third of us struggle to fall asleep at night, putting the number of Americans with insomnia, the diagnosis for trouble falling asleep and or staying asleep, in the millions, and forcing 5% of women to turn to sleep medications to help them catch a break at bedtime. So, what's going on? First, a bit of good news. Doctors don't consider you to be a problem sleeper if you're not falling asleep within 8 minutes. In fact, trouble falling asleep is not considered a pathological problem until it's happening on a regular basis, according to David White, chief medical officer of Philips Sleep and Respiratory Care. You need to lie in bed for 30 minutes or more than 3 times a week for a month, for a doctor to make an insomnia diagnosis, White says. An insomnia diagnosis can be short-term or chronic, meaning some people will struggle with sleep for just a few weeks or as little as 3 months, whereas others can face bedtime battles for longer. The reasons this is happening and the speed with which you can or can't kick insomnia are as individual as people themselves. One of the biggest factors in whether we fall asleep quickly is a brain chemical called adenosine. Adenosine builds up when you're awake, and the longer you're awake, the more you tend to have. The more adenosine you have in your system, the more pressure you will feel to go to sleep. It's like an internal clock, Woltering says. Unfortunately, caffeine, certain medications, stress, and other factors can block our adenosine receptors, keeping us awake longer. So is it possible to fall asleep faster and actually stay that way? The experts say yes. Here's how to alter your space, your body, and your mind to make it easier to fall asleep fast and stay asleep. If you get the minimum 7 hours of sleep a night that adults are supposed to get, each year you'll spend some 2,500 hours in bed, or wherever you zonk out. But if your bedroom isn't primed for sleep, you're probably going to spend a whole lot of that time trying to convince your brain to quiet down so you can catch some Z's. Lighting. The body depends on periods of light and dark to adjust our circadian rhythms, the internal clock that tells us when we should be asleep and when we should be awake. But too much light in your bedroom will throw that out of whack, White says. A bedroom should be as dark as possible, with the addition of room darkening curtains and other means to block out distracting light that could trigger the brain to stay awake. One of the biggest offenders is blue light, aka the light that's emitted by a smartphone or tablet screen, White says. It's innately alerting, he warns. It makes you wake up. Clocks. Most of us depend on an alarm clock to wake us up in the morning, but if your clock has numbers that are visible from your bed, you need to turn it around or remove it from the room entirely, says Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, author of the book From Fatigued to Fantastic. Clocks in the room can heighten our insomnia anxiety. Our brains are trying to wind down and fall asleep fast, but we're watching the time slip by and the stress hormone cortisol is rising in the brain, which keeps us awake. Dump the clock and you don't know how long it's taking you to fall asleep. That in and of itself can make the transition from wide awake to dreaming go faster. Temperature. Growing up, we learned that the average body temperature is 98.6 degrees, and that's a sign of health. What you might not have learned is that your body temperature fluctuates during the day, and it tends to drop at night. That's because body temperature and sleep are directly linked. As researchers Kazui Akomoto Mizuno and Ko Mizuno explained in a sleep and thermoregulation study published in 2012 in the Journal of Physiological Anthropology, heat exposure increases wakefulness and decreases slow-wave sleep and rapid-eye movement sleep. Meanwhile, the researchers found the relationship between your sleep-wake rhythm and the circadian rhythm of your body's core temperature is important for maintaining sleep. In other words, if your room is too hot, you're not going to fall asleep quickly or maybe at all. The optimal temperature for a room, according to the science, is between about 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit if you're wearing pajamas and using a sheet. If you sleep in the buff and skip out on any sort of covering, no sheet, no blankets, the researchers say you can dial up the temperature to as high as 89 degrees. Sounds. Some people need strict silence to fall asleep, while others struggle if it's too quiet. If you're the former, a white noise machine may help block out distracting street sounds, White says. If you're in the latter camp, playing relaxing music, think Johann Sebastian Bach, not Justin Bieber, has scientifically backed benefits. According to a 2018 study published in the Journal of Advanced Nursing, listening to classical music can reduce sympathetic nervous system activity and decrease anxiety, blood pressure, heart, and respiratory rate. In turn, those help soothe the body off to dreamland. Scents. Aromatherapy may not be a fast fix, but it could be the answer to the question of how to fall asleep without medication. Teitelbaum says there are benefits to relaxing essential oils in the bedroom. Although much is anecdotal, at least one study has shown lavender in particular has a soporific effect. It might be worth a spritz of the pillow, at least. And yes, you should stop rolling your eyes at the friend who's always blathering on about their diffuser and essential oils on Facebook now. Prepping your room will only get you so far when it comes to cutting your sleep onset latency. Your body has to be ready, too. Cut back on caffeine and alcohol. The stimulating effects of caffeine help wake up the more than half of Americans who suck down at least one cup of coffee every day. But caffeine's effect on the adenosine receptors can make falling asleep fast impossible, especially if you're drinking coffee or soda after 4 p.m., Woltering says. Alcohol, on the other hand, may well allow you to fall asleep or even help you to fall asleep. The trouble comes later in the night when your body tries to transition into REM sleep. Alcohol actually suppresses REM sleep, Woltering explains. We still have a lot to learn about sleep and alcohol. What is fascinating is that researchers are beginning to link chronic alcohol intake with the development of psychopathology. Our brains crave dream sleep, and if they don't get it, pressure starts to build up in our brains to have more of it. Now, it may be, and this is speculative, that some of the delirium that you see with chronic alcoholism may be explained by the brain starting to dream while we're still awake. REM sleep is bleeding through in our waking lives. Unfortunately, the way alcohol affects REM sleep can mean you fall asleep easily at first, but after your body awakens during REM sleep, you can't fall back to sleep. Plan your exercise wisely. Remember when you were a kid and you were absolutely wiped out at the end of a long day of running around with your friends? Most of us spend a whole lot of time sitting on our rear ends and not a lot of time tiring our bodies out. Increasing the amount of exercise until you get to at least 150 minutes per week has been linked to improved sleep quality. But White is quick to advise that patients sneak in their workouts early in the day if possible. Working out before bedtime may tire out your muscles, but stimulating activity that raises your heart rate can actually keep you up. Get comfy. If you're a dedicated morning shower person, it might be time for a change. Night showers or baths have been shown to help us get to sleep faster because they lower the body temperature, which works in conjunction with a cooler bedroom to signal to the body that it's time to dream. But don't get too cool. The same scientists who found overheating could keep us up found that being too cool could have the same effect. One quick fix that's backed by science: throw on a pair of socks to keep your tootsies from getting too cold. If you sleep with a partner, they'll appreciate this. Another piece of getting comfy is considering your food choices. Large meals shortly before bedtime can weigh heavy in the gut and keep you awake. So it's wise to get dinner over with well before you plan to hit the sack. Get help. Even if you're trying to avoid medication to help you sleep, your doctor can advise you on whether you should try melatonin, a natural supplement that mimics the body's own sleep hormones. Check to see if any medications you're currently taking could be keeping you awake, and test you for health issues that might make it harder to fall asleep. The leading cause of insomnia, at least among women, is anxiety. White calls it ruminating. While other people fall off to sleep, the issues they're facing in their day-to-day life keep them tossing and turning. And they suggest four different things get help. And that is getting mental health therapy, meditation, set up a routine to follow through each evening, and also a suggestion to trick yourself by saying, "I don't want to go to sleep," and trying to force yourself to stay awake. And that is where we need to leave this article today. Thank you for tuning in to Sound Body. Please come back next week. This has been Sound Body, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm Louise Craig, and I hope you'll join me again next week for more health updates and information for healthy living. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.